And the weekend is almost upon us, but there's still some business to attend to. And Penny Puree, intrepid journalist at large, has been out and about today. You may recall from the conversation we had recently on the afternoon show with Penny and Warwick Chapman representing the residents, the KD Residents Forum. Huh? That's what it was, a very active civic group. There's been some hanky-panky in council at the moment and at the Guadalupe municipality. We believe that there has been an attempt to remove the chief financial officer, a man called Shamir Rajkumar, who has done an extraordinarily good job of keeping control of the council finances over the past however many years. But it would appear, and I'm just sort of setting the scene here, it would appear that the knives have come out for him because there's been a huge payment of money from central government in the form of about 1.2 billion rand, as far as my information goes, that has been made available for the municipality to repair damages caused in last year's turbulence. 1.2 billion rand, that's an awfully large sum of money. And it would appear that with Rajkumar out of the way, possibly there is an opportunity there for that money to go to where it's not intended. Now, that's a kind of euphemistic way of saying we think that Rajkumar should be reappointed. He hasn't been completely suspended at this point in time. He's on a kind of wait and see. He's been taken out of the picture pending a disciplinary hearing. What lies behind that? Well, it's a long saga, but effectively he managed the purses. There were several bank accounts. Historically, that's the way it was. One main account, but others. In that process of moving monies from one account to the other, bank charges were incurred. Around 60,000 rands were the bank charges. Ha ha, said those that want to get rid of him. That's wasteful expenditure, fruitless and wasteful. We think that on the basis of that, he has been guilty of misconduct and we must get rid of him. They spent 2 million rand of your money to get to that decision. So 60,000 rand was spent in bank charges, and our friends spent another 2 million rand trying to drum up these charges. Anyway, it's getting a little bit obfuscated now, and I don't want to sound jaded and like a whinging old record. Let's just get into the facts, because that's ultimately all that counts. Facts and fair comment. And to make sure that the facts are going to be brought to you, Penny is putting herself at great inconvenience to attend these court proceedings, which hasn't been easy, because our friends at Guadaguza municipality decided, no, we don't want a journalist to be listening to this, because she'll come and tell you the information, which they want to keep quiet. That's where we are so far, Penny. So, over to you. What happened today?
So, the proceedings of... Everyone, hello. Happy Friday. The proceedings of the disciplinary hearing of our chief financial officer, Mr. Shamir Rajkumar, began morning at the Bulita Municipal Offices, and they were led by the senior advocate, Ndumiso Ntulu. He's the appointed presiding officer chairing the hearing. Now, KDM was represented by, I call it the dream team, the Zuma and Associates, along with a new senior counsel on brief. He's advocate Jeremy Bronx. And he's also assisted by advocate Sandile Kuboni. And the senior counsel, Salim Khan, is leading the evidence for Mr. Rajkumar. Present were Mr. Rajkumar's instructing attorney, R.T. Singh from A. Singh and Associates, and Zara Chafee from Chafee and Associates, who is representing the public access application. She's actually representing us when we filed for the public access application to be allowed into the hearing. However, before proceedings could begin, Advocate Khan raised the fact that the review on the access application had been filed at the Durban High Court yesterday afternoon. As we reported, an access application was filed on August the 25th by Radio Life and Style, in my own capacity as a freelance journalist, KDM, Residence Forum, and 11 Bay Civic Action Movement, we asked to be allowed for the hearing to be transparent. The matter was taken under review by the chairman, who made his ruling on the September the 10th, not 13th, as was reported. In his ruling, the chairperson ruled that only Radio Life and Style, the first applicant in their capacity as a media house, was allowed to access to the hearing. Because the rest of the applicants were not media houses, the access application was dismissed. So at the 11th hour yesterday, an appeal application was filed on the ruling by the two civic bodies and myself in the capacity as an independent journalist to be part of the hearing. I'm representing the radio in the inquiry, but this story is a wide public interest story that involves the alleged wrongdoing of expenditure of public funds by a senior public servant acting in the public sphere. And the media does have an obligation to put allegations of misconduct in the public eye. It was also requested that one of the restrictions imposed on that be set aside. Now, the restriction states that during the course of the proceedings, if KDM call a witness to give evidence, they can apply for the media to leave the hearing. Now, we cannot report transparently if there's a muted media presence, and the public needs information to make decisions. So Khan argued the importance of not being limited to decimate the information. And then the arguments were heard, and then a lengthy recess ensued after KDM's legal team asked to be allowed to consult with their client. Another matter that was raised by Mr. Khan was whether the new appointment of KDM's legal team had been authorized by counsel. Now, KDM's initial evidence leader, she's senior advocate Lushaba, she withdrew from the case on the 27th of August, just before the day before the hearing was meant to start. The matter had to be adjourned so new counsel could be briefed. However, Rosh Kumar's counsel objected to KDM's newly appointed counsel, Advocate Kubani, who was part of KDM's legal team, Zoom and Partners, who were appointed to investigate the matter against Rosh Kumar. I mean, this is a multifaceted story.
I'm just going to say, anyone trying to follow this would be absolutely at sea now.
I know.
Is the short version? Are you allowed to be at this hearing?
So, as a representative of Radio Life and Style, I will be reporting on the case.
Okay, the civic organization, maybe not.
No,
but
yes.
It doesn't really matter, because as far as we're concerned, you're going to be there.
Yes,
you're going to be able to follow this case and present fact and fair comment based on the evidence that comes before the court.
Yes.
That's going to happen. It's going to start on Monday.
Yeah.
It's going to, no doubt, based on how long they've taken to get to this point, it's going to be a long and winding road. It's going to cost a huge amount of money, which is great for the ratepayer. I mean, there are so many other more important matters.
Absolutely.
But this is incredibly important, because if Raj Kumar goes, then you know the last, I would imagine, fiscal responsibility falls away, and then the rest is well.
Yes, that's what the civic
organization. We've seen it many times in the past, not necessarily here, but around the country. I think of being well served by you, Penny. Thank you very much indeed for being so diligent and for following up on these and other matters relating to the municipality, relating to the ratepayers of the area. Hugely important that as we move towards the elections coming up, we know that there is going to be a certain amount of temptation for those that feel they may be losing grip to scavenge whatever is available, including our reserve funds in the municipal coffer have been whittled away from 3 months of reserve funds, which was several hundred million rand, to now 1.4 months.
So since Raj Kumar was taken off as CFO and someone else stepped in his shoes, so it has gone down to 1.4 months. That was in the last municipal accounts committee.
And they don't tell you where this money has gone to, because this is over and above the budgetary expenditure.
Yeah, so you know, this is going to become a lens. I think this case is going to become a lens into larger issues that are happening in our municipality. And as the public, we actually are demanding transparency. I think everyone has so much corruption fatigue at the moment.
Shell shock.
It is.
Punch drunk. We are reeling. We are reeling from the blows. But you fight the good fight bravely. And without fear of any kind of reprisal, which I think is remarkable, because let's face it, you know, there's a lot of nasty people out there.
There's a lot of factionalism going on, but we've got an obligation to put allegations of misconduct in the public eye. And then we want to see how it unfolds. We're not, you know, as a media, we have to be objective on what the, you know, what the proceedings take place.
Fact. Absolutely. And fair comment. Yes. That is the gist of good journalism. And I know you subscribe to that meticulously. And that's why we're delighted that you're acting on behalf of 88 FM in this matter, just simply to be there and to bring to the public's attention what is going down in the very obfuscated corridors of power up the road.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you huge success. Is there any further anything else to add to what you've already given us?
Well, the biggest takeaway for me today was that I'm in the wrong profession. Just the amount of legal fees and the legal minds added. Yeah, it was very, myself, I called it the dream team. I mean, you've got these legal minds that have been hired by KDM. And, you know, Raj Kumar has also been represented by a really reputable.
I find it absolutely iniquitous that public funds are being used in a manner that is. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking
yes.
about. Several years ago, we reported from a whistleblower in Etegwini municipal circles that all was not necessarily well with the regime under the then municipal manager, Mr. Michael Sutcliffe. We simply ran their letter to us. On the basis of that, Mr. Sutcliffe...
A letter to editor.
Yeah. On the basis of that, Mr. Sutcliffe instructed his attorneys, being paid for by the Metro, to have a go. And they sued us, or they attempted to, for 2 million rand, knowing that we're a small independent media company.
It's a slap suit.
The game
it?
Was never, they were never going to win, never going yeah. to, but they were simply going to try and kill us financially, because you know what it costs to
yes.
brief counsel and to go into the high court
yeah.
matter. We won, and it's a long and winding road, but I ended up defending myself in the high court, or defending, it's always that's why I have no hair. And this has happened time and time again where officials, public servants have used, because it's not their money, it's
yeah.
yours and mine. They use that to turn it against the media, smaller companies that, I mean, the truth is being held bravely by independent journalists like you and being brought to the public's attention. And without much protection, I've got to add. So very, very brave
yeah.
work that you're doing, and thank you for
yeah.
that. One of these days, you're going to be recognized and given an award, and I hope it's a big one, financial.
Now, you know what, Mr. Khan, Raj Kumar's attorney, he raised that this was prejudicing Raj Kumar because he's suffering in terms of legal costs. It's okay, he's amassing a hefty legal bill to defend this case. And the KDM team took hours to deliberate over a simple matter.
That is the game that
yeah.
they play. It's wicked. It's awful, and it should never be allowed to happen in normal circumstances. But we know that we are not living in normal.
We are on to them, hey.
Luckily, I think in this case the truth will out, and you'll certainly
yeah.
be there to present it in all its glory. Thank you, Penny. Have yourself a marvelous, restful, peaceful weekend while you put together, no doubt, this huge compendium of interesting information.
Yeah.
And over the next week or so, you're going to be in court.
Yes, yes. It's set down for 7 days. It's going to go over 7 days. So we will be covering it, and hopefully on Monday they will present the preliminary hearings. And then we'll go from there.
Can't wait to hear the next exciting installment.
Yes.
Penny Faree, journalist at large, fighting the good fight. And this song, I think, was written for you, Penny. It's a Troy Sivan tune called I'm So Tired.